You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, this is James Randi, the amazing Randi, and this is the Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 434.
Get ready for more Dragon Con goodness!
Yes, yes. Hello, Cornflake.
Well, hi.
We do have a little more DragonCon goodness today, don't we?
Sure do.
I like that we're doing more DragonCon shows than ever before this year, and I'm not even going to DragonCon.
Well, Kevin, nobody is, but we can all attend virtually, right?
Yes, this is virtual DragonCon this year, and we are adjusting. Part of our adjustment is doing these special Flopcast DragonCon shows in which we're bringing in guests, people that I normally get to hang out with at DragonCon down in Atlanta. We're pulling them into the Flopcast this year so that I get to, this is all very selfish on my part. We're just doing this so I can talk to my friends.
Got to get your dose of DragonCon though, Kevin. And this, I have to hand it to you. This is a very creative way to do it. I'm liking it.
All my people that I'm going to miss, or some of them at least, don't have time to get all of them in.
Very true.
I'm liking this though. I feel like we should try to bring more guests. As we acclimate to the Zoom world that we all live in now, we should try to pull more people in to be on the Flopcast with us more often. So that's a takeaway from these shows, I think.
Good. I'm liking that idea as well.
We'll see how this goes. But before we get into more virtual DragonCon talk, Cornflake, what's going on for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
September 5th is World Beard Day.
Yes, okay. We're talking about growing a beard on your stupid face, right?
And celebrating the beard that you have on your face, yes.
Okay.
Now, on World Beard Day, it is customary for the bearded members of a household to relax and partake in no jobs or chores. And the beardless members of the household traditionally show their support by waiting on the bearded hand and foot. Who wrote this?
Yeah, and who would actually do that? You're saying that there are households around the world where some bearded idiot just flops over and is served and waited on all day by the non-bearded people?
Yeah, I think we need to do this differently, yeah. Kevin. We're going to have our own rules for World Beard Day. Are you ready?
This sounds like it was invented by somebody with a beard.
Yeah, it sure does.
And immediately disregarded and ignored and ridiculed by everybody else, and rightly so.
Let's turn this around. I started when I saw that there was going to be a World Beard Day. I thought of your beard of bees.
We are a big fan of the beard of bees around here. Everybody, please hook yourself up with a beard of bees for Beard Day, would you?
You don't know what you're missing. We'd love to see beards of bees.
We're all staying home for virtual DragonCon, so we could all wear our own beard of bees, and nobody else is going to get stung except for all of us.
Right. That's how that would work. But I also thought of some of my favorite celebrities who have beards. Like, I think the first person who came to mind was Brian Blessed.
Oh, the Hawkman from Flash Gordon. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. We're celebrating Beard Day.
Yes. World Beard Day.
But we're not waiting on the lazy beard people.
No, we are not. Sorry, bearded people.
Sorry, Brian Blessed. You flap those giant hawk wings of yours and get up. We need your help to defeat Ming the Merciless.
Yep.
That's the plan. Cornflake, we are indeed getting ready for virtual DragonCon, just days away as this show comes out. We are just a few days away from virtual DragonCon, Labor Day weekend, of course. A very different sort of DragonCon this year. I don't have any details about what I am doing. I will be on some panels and stuff and presentations and doing all kinds of stuff at DragonCon with the American Sci-Fi Classics track and with the American Science Fiction and Fantasy Media track. We are working all that out right now. Very cool, very fun stuff. will be happening, and we'll be posting it to all of our online places as it is available. It's going to be good,
yep.
I assure you. I'll give one little hint. You just mentioned Brian Blessed from Flash Gordon.
I did.
There may be a little Flash Gordon happening at Dragon Con this year.
Oh, cool.
This is a big anniversary year for Flash Gordon. The movie was 40 years ago.
40 whole years. Whoa.
One thing that I won't be doing this year, it occurred to me, one thing that's going to make things a little more relaxing for me as at the very start of Dragon Con is I'm not going to be conducting any guided tours this year of Dragon Con.
I've been thinking about that. How weird is your virtual Dragon Con going to be without those tours?
Do you think I should still just try to show everybody around the internet?
Yeah, that's absolutely what you should do.
Follow me, everyone. To your computer.
Yes, you should.
There's the group at Dragon Con that helps out new attendees every year. And for the last several years, I have been one of the tour guides. And yeah, we always talk about it on the show because it's always just crazy as I try to wrangle and navigate and lead a big group of newcomers all over Dragon Con. We show everybody where everything is, and it's exhausting and crazy. And Christine and I do that every year. We're getting the year off anyway.
Right.
But it's fun. It's crazy. I figure new people, as much information as I can arm new people with, that's for the better. Even for me, even for selfish reasons, I want people to know how to move around because, you know, keep moving.
Right.
Get out of my way.
That is important.
Anyway, Cornflake, because this is the final of our Dragon Con virtual preview shows, we're going to jump to a special Dragon Con themed chat right now. Hang on, everybody. Here we go. And we're here with another Flopcast Road to Dragon Con preview show, catching up with people that we normally see every year down in nasty, humid Atlanta. But here we are for Trapped in Our House version of Dragon Con. A couple of regulars down at Dragon Con joining us on the Flopcast and longtime friends of the Flopcast. Look who's here, folks. This is Daryl and Christine. Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, I'm the 14th caller.
You win.
Did I win the tickets? John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band? Terrific. You're actually in Rhode Island, speaking of John Cafferty.
That's correct.
We are connecting with Rhode Islanders who go down to Dragon Con. I didn't even know that was legal. You've been going to Dragon Con just about as long as I have.
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I went like once back in the 90s, but then I started going every year starting in 2008. Was this my fault that I convinced you to come the following year?
It was, yeah, a lot of it was you, and it was also the Hearing the Skeptics Guide to the Universe talk about it.
Yeah, we started going for the Skeptics track,
yeah.
Especially in that era, because I think 2008 was the first year that the Skeptics had their own track at Dragon Con. It kind of spun out of the science track and the podcasting track and all that stuff. Although these days I don't do a lot with the skeptics at Dragon Con anymore, just because I'm so busy with the goofy people over in the sci-fi classics track. I've abandoned the reality-based science people because we're very busy discussing like Thundar the Barbarian.
And we can't get enough. We spend a lot of our Dragon Con time in the sci-fi classics track room. Daryl has another name for it.
I call it the 70s room.
It's very 70s, yes. A lot of 70s, a lot of 80s happening in the sci-fi classic stream. Yeah, it is funny how a bunch of us have drifted from the skeptics and the science. I mean, they're still doing cool stuff in the science tracks, you know, science and space and skeptics and robotics and all that cool stuff. But yeah, try to get us out of the American sci-fi classics room, the silliest room in Dragon Con. And now, Daryl, you did not come that first year that Christine came. When did you get convinced to start getting all the way down to Atlanta?
Christine went for 2 years in a row, and she would always go to the Star Party.
Yeah, the Star Party, that was a friend of mine. My friend Maria used to organize the Star Party every year, which was an astronomy-themed charity fundraiser party. And that would happen the night before Dragon Con. And it was a really, really nice, lovely affair. And they'd have giant telescopes set up for stargazing and speakers, astronomers, and people would be there to do presentations. We'd have to get dressed up all fancy.
It sounded like a really romantic event. So I didn't want to leave my wife there alone.
She gets swept away by some smooth-talking astronomer.
Yeah, stars in her eyes.
That's right. Did you get to any of the star parties?
I never went into a star.
Never. That's right. We put you on a list.
Yes.
You did not get to join us at the star party.
But it's because you come down a day later.
Yeah, I'm a day later.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Daryl, because of your teaching schedule, you generally come strolling in fashionably late every year. You arrive like late Friday night. Some of us have been at DragonCon like a couple of days already.
I know.
We're already exhausted and miserable. And then Daryl comes, hey, everybody, here we go. So even before Daryl gets there, you've never been there when Christine and I, one of the first things we do every year, the DragonCon guided tours for new people. You haven't had the thrill of a DragonCon guided tour with me.
You know, it must be really great because when Christine talks about it, she's so excited about it and all the people that she sees, and she leads me throughout the DragonCon.
There you go.
But I love those newbie tours. That's one of the things I look forward to doing every year, and it's been fun to do them with you, Kevin.
I like them because they're exhausting.
Yeah. I think we do the most newbie tours, right?
I think most years we do two, but occasionally we've had to do three.
Yeah.
And man, tour number three. Yeah, I am wiped out because it'll be like the tour groups are like 20 people. And yeah, we lead them all around. And the later it gets in the day, the more crowded it is. And it's hard to keep everybody together. You're the wrangler. We put you in the back of the line to make sure we don't lose anybody. Have we ever lost anybody? I guess we have once or twice.
Last year, we lost me and half the group, remember?
Oh, that's right. We did lose. Yeah. What we need is a second wrangler to keep an eye on you. Yeah, man, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I do the same joke every year, though. I don't know if you've noticed. When we go out to do the second tour, I always tell the second group, I always trash the first tour. I say, the first tour, those were terrible, terrible people. It was a terrible tour, but this is going to be a good tour. You know, I do that every year.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
And every year, I really mean it.
Yep.
Well, you got to do something for the first group. Tell them how terrible the groups were the year before.
Maybe I should just tell them right to their faces that I'm looking right now at just a terrible, terrible group. Welcome to Dragon Con. Let's go. Yeah, we show people the food court and the other food court and the con suite. We make sure everybody's well fed throughout the weekend. The secret food court.
You expose that to me, the secrets food court and the little catacombs.
Oh,
they
don't
get
tell
there.
Them where
oh,
it is.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Although the secret food court's not really a secret anymore. They've kind of gone public with the secret food court because now there's signs so people can find it now. Where it used to really be a pretty big secret. That's how big DragonCon is. You can hide a food court.
Secrets.
But yeah, that's how we generally kick off DragonCon every year is with our goofy guided tours. And there are other tour guides. It's not just the two of us. There's a whole team of tour guides because we serve like hundreds of people every year in total. I think that we're the best as far as tour guides go. I think we do the very best tours out of anybody.
I think you're right.
And I say that based on nothing because literally the only guided tour I've ever been on is the one that we do.
It's the best.
We should put on like fake mustaches and things and go along on somebody else's tour sometime.
Yeah.
See what in the world they're doing.
Let's do it.
That would not end well. Now, another thing that you guys do at DragonCon, which I do not, is costuming.
Yeah.
Like UFO, the purple girl from UFO.
Right. Her name is Lieutenant Ellis.
Okay. I don't know anything about UFO.
Yeah. So I've done that. I've done Laya of the Nox from Stargate SG-1.
Yeah. I remember that. You had like a bird nest on your head.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. And again, I don't know anything about Stargate either. So that was all. I'm clueless about all your costumes.
That one was very obscure. And what I liked about it was people either didn't know what it was or they were like, yes, because they really knew what it was.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah. Oh, you did High Feather one year?
I did High Feather. That was before High Feather was cool.
Yeah, that was back when nobody knew about High Feather. It wasn't the cultural phenomenon that it is today.
Yeah.
Now it's... Oh. Everybody's cosplaying High Feather at DragonCon every year, but you were the innovator of High Feather costuming.
Yeah,
that was the summer camp children's TV series that we watched on the Flopcast a few years ago from the early 80s.
Right.
And you actually did High Feather costume several years ago. To the delight of me and no one else in the state of Georgia had any idea what you were doing.
But it was great because you were taking pictures and people were looking like, oh, what's that?
Yeah. What is that? It's somebody holding a sign that says High Feather. We don't know what that means. And then they'd move along.
I'm clueless. I
know High Feather.
I missed out on High Feather.
Oh, yeah. You got to go back, man. It's the best show.
That's what I heard.
We have to put together like a full high feather costume group.
Yes.
Assuming we could find like 8 people crazy enough to do it.
Yeah. Oh, and then Claire from Jurassic World. That's another one that I did.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I don't remember that. So you did a Jurassic World?
I did. Costume? I did.
Was it a dinosaur or one of the humans?
No, one of the humans. She's the one who was running in the jungle with the really high heels. Did you see the movie?
I saw the first Jurassic Park in 1993, and that's it. Okay. That's as far as I go.
Okay, no, this is Jurassic World. I actually did a roller panel, and I rolled the big dive in that costume.
Yes, roller panel. And you've been there in the American Sci-Fi Classics track room for a roller panel many times, which we do every year. And we have a giant 20-sided die. We roll the die, and that determines what the panel's about for the next 5 minutes. Then we roll again. And I think I can reveal, this is not a secret leading into DragonCon, because track director Joe Crow already discussed this on another DragonCon podcast. So I can tell everybody, even this year for virtual DragonCon, we are doing roller panel.
Yay! We love roller panel.
Everybody loves roller panel because it's ridiculous.
Yes.
But also on the subject of costumings, I think the costumes that you two do, you've become legends around the convention. People know, oh, there they are. We see them every year. And people freak out and they stop you for pictures. And I'm speaking, of course, of when you two do Blair and Joe from The Facts of Life together. And it's just fantastic. I think I'm misremembering. No, we have to talk about your Crusher and Picard costumes are spectacular.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's our favorite.
And this is, we should specify, Beverly Crusher.
Yes.
You haven't gone full Will Wheaton quite yet.
Nope.
It's easy for me, that costume, because I got the head for it.
Yeah, you're halfway there. You've carefully cultivated a Patrick Stewart head over the years.
As a young Patrick Stewart, you know. And I'll make it so that way.
But yeah, when you guys do Crusher and Picard, and we've been hanging out late at night, like late Sunday night at DragonCon, the crazy party scene, and... yeah, just walking along with you two, I constantly have to stop and get out of the way because here's somebody else with a camera. How many thousands of pictures must there be of you two as Crusher and Picard?
There are so many pictures. And I always say, even just in our own collection, every year we go and we get all these pictures of us a little bit older than we were the year before. Series of pictures of us aging in these costumes.
Do you ever just randomly come across pictures of your... Crusher and Picard, like just going through DragonCon photos of other people's and just randomly, there's you. That must be weird.
It is weird. It's fun.
So you're both way into Star Trek, obviously. So you do a lot of stuff with the Trek track at DragonCon?
Yeah, we love the Trek track. We're really sad this year that we're not going to get to hang out with Garrett Wong. We love talking with him every year.
Oh, do you talk with him every year?
Ew.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should say Garrett Wong, for anyone who doesn't know, who was a Kim on Star Trek Voyager, and he's actually the director of the Star Trek track at DragonCon for several years now.
Yeah.
He really makes himself accessible to the people, which is really nice. Like, if you want to just walk up to him, he's ready to go and say hi.
And he's such a fan as everybody else.
Obviously, yeah. If he was willing to be in charge of all the Star Trek programming at DragonCon, because somebody like him, you expect him to be a guest.
Yeah.
And you come in and you do a panel and talk about what was it like to making Star Trek Voyager. And then you go and sit at your autograph booth and you take pictures and you sign autographs. And that's your weekend. And that's what most of the actors do who come to DragonCon. But yeah, he's like, no, I will run the track. So you've probably met like everybody, all the Star Trek actors over the years, because they get just about everybody shows up at DragonCon now and then. Anything stand out as far as meeting the cast of Trek at DragonCon?
I would say one favorite moment of ours was the year that both Patrick Stewart and Gates McFadden were at DragonCon. And we met them and we got our photo taken with them.
I hate to disillusion you, but you were looking in a mirror. They were not there. That was, it was very late. You were a little confused.
the myriad of us.
Actually, entirely possible. But it was so special. I mean, Patrick Stewart looked like he was genuinely happy to see us there. And that was really fun. And then later, I think it was that same con. They all kind of blend. But
sure.
We had a lovely chat with Gates McFadden talking about her cats. And
oh, wow.
Just wonderful.
Do the cats wear little blue coats?
Of course they do. Have you seen the new Star Trek animated series?
No, I heard there was a new one.
It's really good. And there's a cat doctor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know the Cations from the animated series?
No. I remember the animated series, but I haven't seen too much of it. This is the Filmation 1970s Star Trek animated series.
Yes. Yeah. Picture a humanoid cat.
Okay.
So they have one of those, but she's the doctor on this new series, the new animated series, and she wears the lab coat like Dr. Crusher.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. It's like the best thing that's ever happened.
Wow.
I can't wait to see people cosplaying as the cat doctor.
Cool.
We had one sad, not too sad, Star Trek experience. And
oh, good.
I don't know what he's going to say.
She doesn't know what I'm going to say. We don't rehearse this. Doctor.
Stick to the script.
It was, they were trying to break the world record of how many people in a Star Trek uniform in the same room. And we came short by, I think, 180.
Yeah, it was really sad. Garrett was hosting that. He was on stage begging people. He was like, call your friends. I know you have extra Trek uniforms. I'll let you come and wear your uniform and just put it on and come in.
Yeah, I think I remember that. You were going for the record and didn't quite make it. Yeah. How many people showed up? Like 11?
100.
It was really fun. We had a good time.
Yeah. We met people that were in Trek uniforms, and they were from Israel.
Wow.
Coming to DragonCon. We were pretty amazed about that.
Yeah, we're actually still in touch.
Oh, that's cool.
Them.
Yeah, man, people come from all over the world. They descend upon Atlanta.
Yeah.
And this year, we will all be scattered all over the world for DragonCon. Have you heard anything about what the Trek Track is doing as far as online stuff this year? I have not.
Oh, not much. I know that there's two things that we're missing because we missed the deadline. They're doing a virtual parade. Is actually going to be virtual this year.
Yes.
Daryl and I have never worn our costumes in the parade. Every year we're like, should we do it this year? And then we don't I miss the deadline and we decide to do other things. And it's just hard. There's just so many things to do at DragonCon.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought, oh, hey, a virtual parade. They're going to have people put their costumes on, film themselves, like walking down the street, send it in, and they're going to compile it all. So we were going to do that. And then it just got away from me. So I missed the deadline for that.
It's a shame for your neighbors that they didn't get to see you too.
Well, we could still do that for our neighbors.
The guy across the street just glances out his window and, oh, there's Crusher and Picard marching in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
By themselves. Like you just beamed down to investigate this strange new civilization, the Ocean State.
Another thing we do every year is the big Star Trek photo shoot. And we go to the Hilton Steps and take a picture of all the Star Trek people, and then they break it into groups by like which series that you're in, all the captains and all the medical people or whatever. So we enjoy doing that. And this year, do we need to stop?
No, keep going. You keep going.
Something's beeping.
I'm going to wait for him to turn his beeping off. Okay. So this year they're doing a virtual photo shoot. What they're doing is having everyone send a photo in, and then they're going to Photoshop everyone in together to make it look like they're in a group. And we missed the deadline for that too. So we're not doing that this year.
Yeah, man. People are putting a ton of work into stitching all this stuff together, you know, to combine these individual submissions into, I cannot wait to see what this virtual parade looks like. That's going to be so strange. I'm actually going to watch the parade this year, and that's a very rare event for me. I will watch this bizarre virtual parade just to see what in the world that's like.
I've actually never seen the parade. Daryl has seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. We mentioned this, I think, on just last week's show. But I've seen it just a couple of times, but not in many years. I'm always paneling during the parade.
And I'm usually in that Sci-Fi Classics track.
That's the place to be during the parade. So what are you doing during actual DragonCon weekend, which is coming up? We're just days away. You're going to be trapped there in Rhode Island. Rhode Island is roughly the size of DragonCon.
Rhode Island is a little bit smaller than DragonCon.
A little bit, yeah. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny excuse for a state. That's where you're going to be. Yeah. Labor Day, for the first time in years, we're going to be up here in New England Labor Day weekend, which is very strange. Ooh, we can watch the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Is that still happening?
Like we used to when we were kids. I have no idea if they still do a telethon.
Why is that still on?
No, what are you going to do that weekend? Are you just going to be hanging out, watching all the DragonCon stuff?
Yeah, we have some plans. I'm going to be donating blood on Thursday morning, which is something that I usually do that at DragonCon.
Yeah, there is a big DragonCon blood drive every year. Yeah,
that's cool. And all the years that I've done it, I usually do it on Thursday morning.
Yeah, Thursday is a good day to do it because then you're nice and dizzy for the rest of the weekend.
That's right. It's how you want to be.
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing it right. And then that's just hanging out, watching, seeing what's going on. I did join the Discord server for DragonCon.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that yet.
Some of the chat going on there, and I'm excited to see the content that they produce. I'm just really grateful that DragonCon's doing this, so we still have, you know, this experience to look forward to.
Yeah, they're doing what they can, and yeah, there will be content. I've already recorded stuff for DragonCon, and then I think we're going to be doing some stuff live during that weekend as well. So, yeah, it'll be weird, and hopefully we can all catch up with each other somehow throughout actual DragonCon weekend, even though I assure you I will not be in Rhode Island. And, you know, that's one of the things that I always do every year at DragonCon is hang out with you two.
Yeah.
You know, often late at night I find Crusher and Picard, and we make the rounds, and then I always find you Monday morning, all bleary and dizzy and sleepy and confused, we all reconvene in the Classics track room.
With our coffee.
Oh, with our desperately needed coffee. Yes, we'll have to do that again this year, have some Monday morning coffee.
Caribou Cafe, Peachtree Center.
Yeah, Caribou Coffee, that's right. That's what they have down there. Although there is a Dunkin' Donuts in the secret food court.
I don't know about this.
But elsewhere, yeah, it's Starbucks and it's Caribou. They don't have Caribou up in these parts, do they?
No.
No. Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be weird. But let's do this. You ready?
Yes. Woo!
Yes. Listen to that pathetic, half-hearted attempt at enthusiasm. That's what this is all about this year.
Are we starting the interview yet?
We're almost ready to start recording.
Okay.
That was a good dry run. You flubbed a couple of your lines. Please try to stick to the script when we're doing this for real. After I actually hit record, we can't have that kind of mistakes. All right, kids. Well, hopefully we'll see you soon for real. You've both been on the Flapcast with me together live from DragonCon, but that was a million years ago. I forgot that even happened. Yeah, we were wandering right through the crazy crowds of partying costume people late one night.
Yeah, I think it was in the Hyatt.
Yeah. We found some strange people that night, and most of them we talked to, and you can hear them on, if you go back to like DragonCon 2013 or whatever year that was, here on the Flapcast. And Christine, I know you're on the show more recently because we recorded from outside an Air Supply concert.
That's right.
So, you know, when there's something really important to talk about, like DragonCon or Air Supply, that's when we turn to you.
Yes.
So welcome back. Thanks for finally joining us here on the Flopcast, since we will not be meeting up in Atlanta. But here we are. Keep an eye on Rhode Island for me.
Thank you for having us.
Woo! 2021! Woo!
Yeah. We'll just see about that. Let's hope.
2022!
That's more like it. Okay, that was fun. Hey, we're back with Cornflake here in Chickentown. Hi.
Hi.
You must be super excited about virtual DragonCon at this point. It's just days away.
Yeah, I can hardly believe it. Time just flew leading up to DragonCon this year.
And you're going to be full of whiskey sours, right? That's what we learned last week.
Yes.
You've spent like 2 weeks just preparing pitchers, gallons.
Enough to swim in, Kevin.
Even though you're a first-time DragonCon attendee, and even though your first DragonCon will be virtual, you're going to fit right in.
Perfect. That's what I was aiming for.
All right, Cornflake, let's wrap this one up. Get us out of here.
All right. Find us at flopcast.net, on facebook.com/flopcast, on Twitter, where our handle is @flopcast, on Instagram, the @_flopcast. So many lovely choices. We're also on Apple Podcasts. Find us there. Read us. Review us. Do the thing. We would love that. Music for the Flopcast is written and performed by the Sponge Awareness Foundation.
They are the official band of World Beard Day. For no good reason at all. All right, Cornflake, thanks for joining me for another weird DragonCon preview show. Thanks, everybody else. And hey, everybody out there, of course, you know what we have to say around here. Please, please, please be safe. Be good. Be kind. Be angry. Mm-hmm. Take care of each other. We'll see you next week at DragonCon.
Peace and cookies.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmos Show and the PCC Multiverse.
You know how Disney kind of like puts films on an assembly line, but you know that when you're getting something from Pixar, because it takes so long to craft, that there's a lot of care put into it.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmos Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Playing worldwide on radio 7 days a week, your favorite podcast app, and right here on the ESO Network.
Oh, hey, Cornflake, hello.
Hi, is it time for the secret after show?
Once again, here's the secret after show. And once again, let's just go to my giant collection of photos from DragonCon and see what we come up with to discuss real quick for you secret people. So, Cornflake, hit me with another year, a year between 2008 and 2019.
A little bit of DragonCon rewind. I'm thinking 2010.
Let's go to 2010. Here it is. Oh, man, it's hard to pick. I've got so many photos here that I love. Look at this. I'm looking at, there's somebody in a chicken costume. There's some Sleestaks. A couple of Yip Yips.
Sleestaks and Yip Yips. My faves.
Here's our friend Martha from But First Let's Talk Nerdy here on the ESO Network. Martha's in here wearing her Red Lantern Mira costume. Here's a good one, though. I'm looking at a picture of my sister Christine, who is my partner in the DragonCon guided tours that we do for the new people. But I just pulled up a picture of Christine with James the Amazing Randy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Randy was a guest several years at DragonCon because there's a skeptic track at DragonCon.
Yeah.
Randy, I know just a couple weeks ago, had a birthday.
Oh.
Randy's 92.
Yeah, I knew it was up there somewhere. 92. Wow.
I'm starting to suspect that he's just going to outlive us all.
Could happen.
I think his rage keeps him alive.
Sounds about right.
Yes, his anger over the faith healers and the psychics and all the alternative medicine maniacs. Randy's been battling those people for decades. And hey, just to tie this all together, for World Beard Day, James the Amazing Randy...
Oh, yeah.
Has one of the all-time great beards.
That's a beard you can't beat right there. Even if it's not made of bees.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.